Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Moon and Cody Jansen with you this afternoon on Oilers Now. Elliot Friedman reporting the Edmonton Oilers avoiding arbitration with Jesse Puljujärvi, 1 year, $3 million. So you're wondering, what does that mean for the cap for the Edmonton Oilers? Well, here's what Puckpedia has just tweeted out. After signing Puljujärvi for $3 million as per Elliot Friedman, Oilers are $3.7 million over the cap with 20 players on the projected roster. That's 11 forwards, 7 D, 2 goaltenders. With Klefbom's 4.167, Smith's 2.2 to LTIR, effectively they have 2.67 cap space available. And the RFAs being Kyler Yamamoto and Ryan McLeod. So there you go. There's the update from Puckpedia. They're all over that stuff. That's what they do. They crunch numbers, which is good because they do a lot better than I would. Absolutely. So, yeah. Elliot Friedman reporting, Jesse Puljujärvi, 1 year, $3 million signing with the Edmonton Oilers. Go to our Oilers Now headliner, brought to you by Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk today. And it is our genuine pleasure to have the TV color analyst of the Florida Panthers, Alberta's own Randy Moeller, joining us on the line. Randy, how are you today?
Hi, Mooner. How are you?
Yeah, doing
it's
all right.
Great to be on. It's great to be on with you, and I am actually in the beautiful province of Alberta. Flew in last night.
What?
In Calgary today, and then I'll be making my way up to the Alberta Riviera, which is Sylvan Lake, in the Red Deer area for a number of days, and visiting family and friends and on both sides, my wife and I, and that. So yes, we are actually, I'm calling you from beautiful 23 degrees Calgary right now.
I love it when there's a Randy Moeller victory tour through Alberta. This is wonderful. Hopefully there's like t-shirts made up and stuff. I don't know.
Well, the parade was supposed to be next Saturday, but the horse died, and the guy in the lawnmower tractor or whatever, he's got to go to a wedding, so
sure.
It got postponed. So,
okay.
Yep.
All right.
It's great to be back. It's great to be back.
Well, it's good to have you back. Now, the Florida Panthers make a huge deal that, honestly, when I first heard it, I didn't think it was real. Because I saw it on Twitter to begin with, and of course I don't believe anything, and I had to like really search out to make sure that it was real. But Matthew Tkachuk comes to the team after he gets signed to an 8-year, $9.5 million per year deal. Jonathan Huberdeau, Mackenzie Weegar, Cole Schwint, a conditional first round going the other way, conditional fourth coming back to Florida. Just when you heard about the deal, Randy, from the Florida Panthers' point of view, your thoughts?
Well, I think like everybody, I went, wow, is this real? Is it April Fool's Day? I actually, to tell you the truth, I had a big workout. I had a busy day in that. And on that Friday, I actually went to bed at like 10:30 and out cold. And so, this all happened after 11 o'clock at night. And I get up in the morning and stumbling and bumbling around and getting a coffee and, you know, walking into walls and looking for the dog and that kind of stuff. And I go and, you know, bleary eyed, check my phone, and that, and all of a sudden this thing has just exploded and people texting and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, wow, this is, so my reaction, the long winded, was, is this true? And that, and then once we found out that it was true, my first reaction, second reaction, and the same reaction that I have now is, I think it is a great deal for both clubs, if it works out. And we all know what we mean by working out, in the sense that Jonathan Huberdeau and Mackenzie Weegar signed the long-term extensions with the Calgary Flames. I have no knowledge of that happening or not happening. I'm like everybody else. Jonathan Huberdeau, even though he and Mackenzie Weegar, I did watch and listen to a little bit of their press availability with the Calgary media and that. And, you know, they obviously said all the right things. I know there was probably some surprise. Jonathan Huberdeau was pretty quiet there for, 24 to 48 hours. I mean, he was not saying anything on social media. He wasn't granting any interviews or anything like that. I think it was a bit of a surprise. We're going into what we thought was a couple years ago with new collective bargaining agreement and a salary cap era and all that we're going into some uncharted waters, and we thought that we were already in those uncharted waters. We haven't even got out to the open ocean yet. We're still in the canal, and we're going to see, I think, a lot more of these sign and trades. And it's all about, guys, it's all about salary cap. It's not only, and I have the utmost respect for general managers and the teams and the CFOs of these teams, and that they're not projecting just 6 months and a year what our team's going to look like next year. They're trying to project what it's going to be like 3, 4, 5, even 6 years down the road, and how we're going to manage these expiring contracts of entry level contracts, and who are we going to qualify, and what does this look like, and discussion, and where we're going to be here, where we're going to be shorthanded. And I tell you, it's not like the old days where general managers just made some trades to try and improve team. It's all about dollars and cents. And you just mentioned, I was listening, sign and pull your RV and that, and where they're at and how they got to calculate it and fit it in with the Edmonton Oilers salary cap and who's on long-term injury and when does that dollar come kick back in. Oh, it's a jigsaw puzzle that's moving in 3D.
Yeah, Randy Moeller, our guest, color analyst for the Florida Panthers, and I'm sure that had huge bearing in the moving of Huberdeau and Weegar, both UFAs, after this upcoming season. So I'm sure that entered into the thought process of making the deal. It looked like yesterday when Matthew Tkachuk met with the local media in Florida that he was extremely happy. It looked like he was having a lot of fun, and his comments about hating Edmonton and now hating Tampa Bay more would no doubt endeared himself to the Florida Panther fans. What's the buzz like around the Panthers right now?
Well, and if you break it down even further, is his comments yesterday, but to be able to acquire a big power forward that scores 40 goals and over 100 points a year, and at only 24 years old, and the solidifying equation of this is he is signed for 8 years. He's not moving. So when you take a look at that, is solid for the Florida Panthers. If the Calgary Flames are able to lock up Jonathan Huberdeau, and I'm big Jonathan Huberdeau and even Mackenzie Weegar fans. I love how they played and the success that they had personally and with the team and that. If they're able to lock up both those players, and Cole Schwint is a really good young player too, really good young prospect. I like him as well. Then I think it's a win-win for both organizations. But there's an uncertainty on the Calgary side, because you just don't know, but you've got something that's solid on the Florida side that player is not moving. It is there. And that type of player, being 24 years old and the way he plays, the aggressiveness, well, you all know up in Edmonton the way he plays, and that was really something that the Panthers didn't have a whole lot of. They had, you know, Sam Bennett, they've got Patrick Hornquist, they got Ryan Lomberg, and, you know, they have, but a player that can play 20 to 25 minutes on the top line, top power play, and that physical presence as well, not many teams have that, and the Panthers are very excited to have that.
Yeah, how much of that, Randy Moeller, our guest, how much of that do you think factored into this? Because it's not very often you see a team that, you know, had 58 wins last year making deals of this magnitude. How much is that sandpaper, that grit of Matthew Tkachuk's game factor in this?
Well, I can only assume, but you know, there's been a lot of conversation, and I've read a couple of articles as well, and you know, I kind of stand on the sidelines, but you know, you pick apart some of the things that are being said post-trade. You go back 3 years ago, the Panthers had a great season, regular season, scored a lot of goals, a lot of offense, and got bounced very quickly from a mature, physical, determined New York Islander team. Okay, we go to the next year. Panthers have a great year. A handful of players, offensive career years, Barkov, Huberdeau, it was, you know, going down the line and that, and couldn't get past Tampa Bay in the first round. We go last year. They stock up, get Giroux, get Sherratt from Montreal, and they load it up. They're going for it. They feel, and you know, obviously they won the President's Trophy and 322 goals, the most goals scored by a team in 25 years or whatever, and they're going for it, and it didn't work, guys. It didn't work in the playoffs. They, you know, some say they did have some struggles at one point against the Washington Capitals in that first round. And then by the time they got to Tampa Bay or whatever, Tampa Bay just with their tenacious play and physical and experience and that, and the Panthers couldn't get it done. So if it doesn't work, then you got to change. There, you have to change. And even though the Panthers come off a historic season, points-wise, offense-wise, guess what? The final thing is they lost four straight to the Tampa Bay Lightning. I think that was a strong sense in the organization that, you know what, we need to maybe change something even more in order for us. And to get a guy like Matthew Tkachuk and the way he plays and competes, and I watched every one of those games against the Edmonton Oilers in the playoffs and they feel. But now, you know, there's some people out there saying, well, you lose Mackenzie Weegar, a top four defenseman. Who's going to step in to play those? And those questions will have to be answered between now and opening night. And Panthers are like a lot of teams, are right up against the salary cap. And so whether they give the opportunity to one of their young players in the organization or, you know, go out and sign a veteran, they've had a very friendly cap deal. I'm not quite sure, but that's why the general managers, and like I said, when we first started talking, I have the utmost respect for them, because it has got to be just absolutely brutal trying to juggle all this stuff in long term and who's coming back and who's going to be out and that. So, yeah, that's what I see in this trade. I hope, because I don't know Matthew Tkachuk at all, but from what I read and what I've heard from people, he's a stand-up and he's like honest and a great hockey player, and the Panther fans are going to love him and we're going to love him and that as well. I hope that in the long run it works out for both organizations, because I feel for the Calgary Flames losing Johnny Gaudreau for nothing, and the possibility of losing Tkachuk for nothing. They just couldn't do that, so they had to make the best deal that they can, and hopefully it works out for both teams.
Randy Moeller, color analyst for the Panthers Television, our guest. I was saying yesterday, Randy, I'm actually a little disappointed Matthew Tkachuk is leaving. Is he brought a little something extra to the Battle of Alberta? You know, to have a good rivalry, yeah. You need a villain, and he plays it so well that it would be a little disappointing.
Well, you're going to see Jonathan Huberdeau, even though he's an offensive player, he competes hard, and And he will stand up for himself, and that, and Mackenzie Weegar the same way. He'll be right in the mix of that. Mackenzie Weegar really plays with a lot of emotion, and sometimes that can be a bit of a negative in taking maybe some questionable penalties or whatever, but he plays with emotion out there, and he is a gunslinger, riverboat gambler that he is going to. And this is a player, guys, that was drafted in the sixth round. And he worked his way and plied his time in the minor and developed and really grasped the concept of what it takes to play in the NHL. And I'm happy for him, and hopefully he's going to get a nice reward as well. And that, but I think Calgary Flames fans are going to be very pleased with the two players that they got.
Randy, you've been in Florida a while. How long have you been there?
I'm the longest tenured employee. I've been there since year number two. When we lost Mr. Torrey, Bill Torrey was our first president. When we lost Bill, unfortunately, no longer with us, I inherited it as the longest tenured employee. I will be going into my 28th year.
Whoa. That's a pretty good stint.
You know what? It's amazing, guys, because, you know, it took me 7 years to ruin that Quebec Nordique franchise before they moved to Colorado, and then they won the Stanley Cup the next year.
Yeah.
And then I went to New York. I traded in New York, and I was there 2.5 years. And, you know, the year after I got traded to Buffalo, they won the Stanley Cup. I come to Florida, and I sign, and I retired the year that they went to the Stanley Cup Finals. Do you see there's a little bit of a trend there, you know?
Yeah.
There's a little bit. So
I am seeing a trend, yes.
So me being down in South Florida for all these years, I've loved every minute of it. I was there. I mean, we went through a lot of lean years, you all know, and almost lost the franchise once but I'm really enjoying the success that the team has had now. Last year was just magical. Winning, you know, 38 the games that they won and the comebacks and the excitement. I'm just so thrilled for the fans down there and great fans. We sold out the last five games of the regular season, all the playoff games. There was over 20,000 in there, and I couldn't be happier to see that and see the success that they have, because those fans deserve it. And it's just nice to be a part of it and be a part of the TV broadcast. Working with Steve Goldie Goldstein and our whole crew has been it's just been a magical ride, and hopefully that can continue for a few more years, and then I'll ride off into the sunset. The only thing, the sunset for me is riding right into the intercoastal, and I don't swim very good, so that might not end up very well.
Well, I don't want to blow a hole into your theory, but you did win the 1982 World Junior.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your championships along with your brother Mike. So, I mean, there was some championship lineage there.
And brother Mike, the mayor, I call him the mayor of Red Deer.
Yes.
He was able to score what ended up being the tournament winning goal, and his jersey donated to the Hockey Hall of Fame down in Toronto, and that it's probably full of moths right now because that was such a long time ago. But, and if you ask Mike, he'll tell you every time that he scored the game winning goal or whatever. If you got 5 minutes, he usually brings that up. So I'll be seeing him tomorrow and have to put up with all of his nonsense for the next number of days. So,
well, good luck to you, and thank you very much for doing this, and pass along a hello to Mike from me.
I certainly will. And thanks. I love your guys' show and the coverage that you guys do for not only the Oilers and the NHL is very impressive in that. And I hope for a great year for the Oilers as well. They got something very special. Oh, one final thing.
Yes.
On the plane up here yesterday, I started from start to finish and read the whole book, the Messier book. His book, The Messier. Very, very good. Yeah, and the great things he said about the Edmonton, the city, and the fans and stuff like that. I thought it was really well written, and he's had quite a journey, and I treasure the 6 months that I played with him with the Rangers. What a special leader he was. But it was I recommend, if anybody hasn't read that book, it's really, really well written in that, so enjoy it. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Okay, thanks, Randy. All right, Randy Moeller, color analyst with the Florida Panthers, and yes, a longtime NHL player. He was part of that great big dust-up between Quebec and Montreal in 1984, and I worked a hockey school with him many years ago in Cold Lake, Alberta. Shout out to everybody in Cold Lake today. Good times. That's he's one of a kind, and always good to catch up with Randy and get his thoughts on from the Panthers side of things with that big trade on Friday. All right, it's 12:54 in Edmonton. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Oilers Now on 6:30, Chad. Well, you got Cam Moon and Cody Jansen. Bob's on vacation, doing vacation things. So we are minding the fort while he's gone. Good conversation with Randy Moeller from the Panthers television, color analyst with the Panthers television, and breaking down everything that Matthew Tkachuk coming there, signing that 8-year deal for $9.5 million, signed it with Calgary, then got traded. And Panthers, like, looking at cap friendly, they're over the cap right now, so they got some work to do as far as putting that all together. As well, updating again that Elliot Friedman saying earlier that Puljujärvi signing a 1-year deal with the Oilers for $3 million per year. So that's Elliot Friedman, and that has got, of course, our Ashley Fine Flores text line going. Some good with it, some not as good with it, and some thinking that this is just the first step in Puljujärvi possibly being moved because he has now been signed.
Well, it's kind of funny. We played the John Shannon clip approximately 3 minutes before saying that he thinks that he might be able to get moved if he has a deal in place.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah. And it makes sense. It absolutely makes sense, because then whoever is looking to acquire him then knows exactly what they're dealing with and not going to an arbitration, which then it's out of your hands to some degree, and certainly would make it challenging. Some guests of Oilers Now receive gift certificates to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Whether you're celebrating a special moment or simply savoring a night on the town, every meal's an occasion at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Well, that's our first hour through, but we've got lots more in the second hour. We've got Mark Spector for the horses at Horse Racing Alberta. We have got former Edmonton Oiler Matt Fraser. So we've got lots going on, and it's great to have you on board wherever you may be. We got a global news, weather, and traffic update with Evan Cook. You are listening to Oilers Now on 6:30, Chad.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 6:30, Chad.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.